I don't know. When did I last preach here?
I know I said I've got a message that I've preached, but I didn't finish it.
Amen. I was preaching on I know.
So,
we speaking a lot of things in that message.
And,
so, tinotsvaga kuda kwaMwari pazuva ranhasi.
So we're seeking the will of the Lord today.
All blend in together with that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Tirokuunzirai kukwasa about church yedu Chipinge. They are also remembering you and praying for you.
I bring greetings from our church in Chipinge. Varikukurangarirai, varikukunamatirai.
For your choice of pastor.
Tendao
also for Brother McQueen standing in the gap for the time being.
Also would like to thank Brother McQueen.
It's not an easy thing, but at least it stabilizes things. You to be trying now to find a pastor to replace a pastor and so forth, it takes God.
I know it's a difficult time which is mufudzi asizvichatora Mwari.
Kuma church kwedu ku takutofano ito appoint my successors nekuda kwenyaya dzakuitika dzese.
In our own churches we're also actually making clear succession plans because
yes.
of what has happened here. Because we realize that these things are real and we need to make a plan beforehand.
But
the real problem is that when you tell somebody that when I pass on, you the next man.
You already find there's some people in the church.
Who are already lining up with him, lining up for positions when he takes over. That's the weakness with human beings. People are already appointing themselves, I'll sit on your right, I'll sit on your left. It's like that with people.
And sometimes
you might discover they want to depose you from being pastor when you're still alive.
So that
makes it difficult for you to almost make a clear succession plan.
Because
instead of taking it as a plan for the future, they want to implement it there.
Message that in the nasty, you know, and things, you know,
People start feeling like it's taking too long for this man to die. Why don't we just make a plan for him to, you know, like open up and go?
It's human, you know.
So it's difficult.
So, yeah, this position is not an easy position at all.
It should not be a place that somebody fights to get into or desires so much to get into. It must be a place that God puts a man there in, even against the man's own will.
This man is the wrong person.
If you see somebody desiring and itching so much for it, when somebody behaves like that, you're not the right person. Because he wants it too much.
So, is it when Namari brother, no tea, Dimarano Zivas, and sometimes as only papo.
It has to be the Lord's doing, it's God who does it. And sometimes when he does it, he's got a plan about it for the future. When God chose David to be the king, then people wondered, has God run out of options? But honestly,
why?
Because
you see, people did not know the future of a Goliath.
If you force yourself into it and you are not aware of the Goliath that will come, you might discover that you forced yourself there, but you lacked vision and God was not in it. That's why I said the last time I came that Pastor Chesa's death is going to unravel so many spirits that were hidden. And I'm sure you're beginning to see it, you're experiencing it, that so many mysteries are coming to the fore. Where you seated there,
you are a mystery. Waiting kuti tichizive chimystery chiri mauri.
We are actually waiting to understand the mystery that
you are either a mystery for good or a mystery for evil.
Unogona kuva uri chakavanzika, chakananga nezvakanaka kana chakavanzika chakananga nezvakaipa.
But time will tell.
Nguva ndo ichatiudza.
And zvinongotorera some time my events kuti zvibude zviri mukati memunhu.
Sometimes it takes something to happen so that what is in you, it might come to the fore.
And those are the things we are experiencing now.
So
today, by God's grace,
my
message is called Scriptural Lessons on the Choice of Another Pastor.
Amen.
Amen. Tinotenda kuti zvinoenderana nezvinodiwa pana.
I believe this is in line with what the church here needs.
Saka we're going to be going through lots of Bible study.
Nokudaro tichanzvera zvakanyanya mubhaibheri.
Nokuti vaparidzi ukauya uchiparidza usingaverenge ma scriptures, pane dzimwe section dzinoti hai pfungwa yake ipfungwa yake. Never mind what you say. You know, munhu wekurwisa anogara akangotsvaga mhosva chete.
Because if you come as a preacher and you're not reading the scriptures and people don't see where you're taking it from, they begin thinking, no, it could be his own thinking. Because some people, they are oriented towards fighting.
So we want today scriptures to speak to you.
Nokudaro tinoda kuti magwaro ataure kwamuri
nhasi. So tisimukei tiverengei magwaro
edu. We might stand and we read our scriptures.
My first portion today.
Gwaro rokutanga nhasi.
Riri muna Judges 17 verse 6.
Ndichaverenga kubva kuna Vatongi 17 ndima 6.
Kana kuti Judges 21 verse 23 is the same scripture.
Kana kuti Vatongi 21 ndima 23.
Judges.
Gwaro nderimwe.
Judges 17 verse 6.
Judges 17 6.
Cannot Judges 21 verse 23.
Cannot Judges 21 dima 23.
It's all the same scripture.
Kwaro nderimwe chete.
Those scripture imwe chete yaunoona yakadzokororwa futi mubhaibheri, saka it's very important.
This scripture was repeated in the Bible. Nokudaro zvakakosha kuzviona izvozvo.
So we shall read it. It says, in those days there was no king in Israel. But every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
Pamazuva iwayo kwakanga kusina mambo pakati pevaIsrael. Munhu mumwe nomumwe waingoita sezvaanenge afunga iye kuti ndizvo zvakanaka.
Munovaona vanhu vari kuita zvavanoda iye zvinezvi.
Do you realize we have such people doing whatever they want?
Because there is no pastor.
Pamusoro pekuti hapana pastor.
Amen. Misikanzwa yese ine vanhu inobuda iye zvinezvi.
All the mischief hidden in people will be unraveled in a time like this. What can you do to me anyway?
But God is watching.
Another
scripture I just want to read again. 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
1 Corinthians 1.
Verse 26.
1 Corinthians 1, 26.
To verse 31.
31.
Usabude ndapura, ndidakuti ntaure newe nhasi.
My request to you, don't abandon the service midway, because I want to talk to you.
For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And best things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen. Yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Just read verse 26, brother, just only that one.
Nokuti tarirai kudanwa kwenyu hama dzangu, kuti havazi vazhinji vakachenjera panyama vakadanwa. Havazi vazhinji vane simba, uye havazi vazhinji vanokudzwa.
Amen. So you want to put a disclaimer there.
Tiri kuda kuti tifanogara tapayambiro.
We are not mighty here. We are not seeking to be mighty ones.
And
if you look to be a great somebody, then that's a sure sign according to this message
that
you are nothing. But according to this message, if you want to be great, see how small you can be. We hear it so many times by the prophet, but it's easier said than done. Sometimes we say it just to act humble. But we really must be. If you really will ever be useful before God, you really got to get the revelation of how small you can be. It's a revelation. Without that revelation, you will never be. Be small in your own ways. You always try to be big comparing to somebody, and you know. You always, if you're a preacher, you'll see, oh, George Martin is like this, so I want to be a George Martin. This one is like this, I want to be like
George
that.
Martin.
Hey, don't be like any other person. Be small before God. That is what Brother Branham was. That is the secret of Brother Branham's ministry. And that's the hardest thing for us preachers. And I've always said, our problem in the message is now no longer the sisters and the laity.
It's
us preachers. We preachers. The greatest problem. And once the message has really taught us well, and get the spirit that was on the prophet, you are going to see mighty things in this message. I want to say we are seeing those things now in Chipinge, because I've been continually telling the people, we are the problem, we are the problem. Tirikutanga kuzviona kuchipinge zvinhu zvimanje nekuti ndanga ndirikugarantudza chechi kuti dambudziko tisu. And God is doing great things for us now. Mwari akutiitira zvinhu zvikuru. Because you've got to make an effort to be small. Nekuti zvinotoda kushingaira kuti uve mudiki. You got to deny yourself. Then God can be big. And once God is big, brothers, you'll do great things. You understand? That's why now when we want to talk about this subject, the scripture lessons on the choice of another pastor, it's with that kind of inspiration in mind. Shall we pray? If you got a request, raise up your hand. You may not be aspiring to be a pastor, but aspiring to be a real believer. The same principles apply. We need God, especially in these last days now, just in the shadows of the rapture. Brethren, we must hear God. We have heard a lot of the word of God. Now we need the God of the word. merciful and true God. We thank you, Holy God, as we come before you this morning and as we gather together in this tabernacle. Thou knowest, Lord, the needs in this church. Thou knowest all the goings on and all the things that have taken place. And we are coming, God Almighty, with our heads bowed to the ground, realizing that we are absolutely nothing before you, that you know all things. You know our down sitting, you know our standing up, you know where we're coming from, you know where we are going, you know all our end. You know everything about us, even much more than we know about ourselves. And we are come to you, God, this morning and plead, firstly, that you forgive all our sins and transgressions, because we are none righteous, Father. None of us is any good. Without you, we can do nothing. And Holy God, we would pray that you would give that revelation to each and every one of us, that we realize how small we may be. Oh God, won't you kindly now deal with this tabernacle that's going through these things and the vacuum of needing a pastor? And we know that the devil is fulfilling the second part of the scripture, which says, smite the shepherd and scatter the sheep. We realize now he's really tearing the sheep apart, trying to get them to scatter and destroy them. But God Almighty, we know that you knew all things even before you took your servant home. You knew what you were doing. We would pray now, God, that we fall into that program, fulfill the portion that we ought to fulfill. Come on to you, great God. Just now, deal with this church. Help your people. Speak to their hearts. Heal the sick, God. Get glory to yourself. We would pray now, Father, that you would bless our brother Maquinia, who's standing in the gap, and wonderful God, who's really doing a good job, Father. God, how we pray that you will help him, realizing it's never an easy job. And now as I stand before your children, God, not as a know-it-all, but seeking what you have already spoken, the pattern of the scriptures, which are repeating before us. And many times these things repeat and we don't even realize. We speak things and we don't even realize we are anointed. Holy God, because you are doing the same things in this third Exodus, like happened in the first and the second Exodus. God, may your people understand. We would pray and commit this service now in your hands, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Shall we take our seats? So where there was no king in Israel, and every man did according to their wishes. So where there is no pastor, where there is no vision, people do as they wish or people perish. And we want to see that the choice of a leader or the choice of a king in Israel compares with the choice of a pastor today. As I said, the problems are in the pastors. Even in the days of the Lord Jesus, the problem was the Pharisaic leaders. That's why in the
end of the ministry of the Lord
his
Jesus
whole
Christ,
preaching was now against the Pharisees. And that resulted in his death.
When you start rebuking leaders, you are now rebuking the devil.
No, good, my leaders are not people who are Satanists. I also want to own.
Because it is the leaders who harbor the devil.
Kana ukatarisa kunange wana Israel.
Even if you look at the children of Israel.
Vese vainetsa Moses, vanga ari mapurisita vanhu vari paduze duze.
Those that bothered Moses were the close ones. Vana Datan
na Korah, vanga ari mapurisita and everything.
Korah, they were priests.
And
the devil goes into pastors a lot.
And kana Satan apinda muna pastor brother.
And when the devil goes into pastors,
kana mtunga miriri,
or goes into a leader,
zvinonetsa kumburitsa.
It's difficult to cast out that demon.
Anototanga imwe church ya Satan.
Instead, they will start another devil-inspired church.
Thank you. Amen. So that's why, you know, when we speak about these things, we're very sincere in realizing where we're coming from. That's why we're talking about a choice of another pastor. We really want to sound the alarm bells. So that we know exactly what we're getting into. Attitude is politically.
Hautake
mfundiso, unoda iwewe.
You don't select the pastor that Amen. You want.
Hapana politics pakusarudza mfundisi.
There is no politics in choosing a pastor.
Hauroi vanhu, hauite politicking kutsvaga mfundisi.
You don't beat people, you don't politic to choose a pastor.
Hau campaign fanika sana Morgan Tsvangirai.
You also don't campaign, you are not Morgan Tsvangirai.
Vanhu varovani zvakaita ZANU-PF yamugabe na MDC yatsvangirai muchurch.
People don't beat each other in church as if one belongs to ZANU.
Because it's not a political leader we are looking for here. Because we are not looking for a political leader here. We are looking for a David.
Tiri kutsvaga Davhida.
Who will fight our Goliath?
We
are looking for leaders.
Tiri kutsvaga vatungamiriri.
Watinoziva kuti kana amira pano.
Beside that, if a man stands here,
and not even cancer stands before him,
kana gomarara rimire mberi
kwake, as the prophet was told, if you can get the people to believe you,
ukaita kuti vanhu vakutende iwe.
And be sincere.
What you have redeemed your whole church.
So God's business is to look for leaders to lead his church. That's why you find it after
Moses.
God raised up a Joshua. After Joshua, he raised up judges. After judges, there were kings. After kings, prophets. Those four. Just like after Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. Amen. You can draw up yourself a pillar of, a stretch of a perfect man, diagram.
Where's
the four stages?
Then you put in your four stages there.
Where is the capstone from Soro?
Then you put the capstone on
that
top.
That thing fits very well.
Yeah,
good after Joshua.
Joshua.
Then comes the judges.
Koyawatongi.
Kings.
Koyawatongi.
Prophets.
Koyawatongi.
Then the capstone, Jesus
Christ.
After Abraham, Isaac, Jacob,
Abraham,
Joseph.
Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
There came Moses, the capstone.
Moses,
after the lion, ox, man, eagle.
Pauya, Shumba, Amen. Zombe, Chapungu,
then comes the Christ, the
capstone.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Even this day, after the early church and after Martin Luther, Wesley,
Pentecost,
then came Capstone Brother
Branham.
So all these leaders, they prepare for the coming of the Capstone. They perfect the bride, the fivefold ministry. Therefore, I was chosen by human beings. They are chosen
to redeem the church of God.
You are not here just to take tithes and really show off
the pastor
pride.
Is not there kungotora mari ema tithes nekuratidzira.
No, brother, you pay a price for them.
Unotobhadhara.
You know, when
people sit there in the pews and watch a preacher, they long for it, they yearn for it.
They desire it.
Oh man, if I could be the one preaching.
Then you have a natural carnal ambition.
Let's
get rid of those things. Praise the Lord. So we want to talk about the spiritual lessons. Spiritual lessons we get from these things. From the Bible. You find that after
Moses
came a
Joshua.
And he led the children of Israel. And leaders,
the leader is there to divide accordingly, put each man in his position.
And how do they do it? By the preaching of the gospel. Amen. And you find after Joshua, there came the judges. Mwari waisimudza judge after judge.
God raised one judge after another.
Every time pango simuka a judge.
Nguva yese paisimuka mutongi.
My mother said revival is now here.
You would know that ruvhuserere yava kumpo.
The God of history.
Mwari wenhoroondo uya.
Became present tense.
Anenge mwari wanhasi.
Hallelujah. Ndokukosha kwakaita these men.
That is the importance of
Arumi. That's why they are not chosen politically. That's why you don't choose them by campaigning. You don't threaten people and scare people.
Hey,
candidate young, you don't do that.
I've got my person who must be voted into one. Some of the things that you say so if you are here and you've done that, I want to tell you are in trouble. If you have said something like that, you are in trouble.
Amen. You
the person that will run away from this church. Or you will repent.
Because Brother Bram says so.
No, Brother Bram does not.
Satan will come.
And then he will stimulate other people to cause problems.
Pray for those people.
So that they repent, become real brothers and real sisters. If they don't repent, they leave church. He must not make sheep the real sheep in the
church.
If you are a real sheep, don't leave this church. Just remain here.
And
yes.
Amen. Praise God. We
don't run away from problems.
We
don't run away to go to other churches. We stand here flat-footed until God changes the situation. We want you here until you help us. You are the one that will help us to change things. Don't let another man scare you out of church. Remain here and pray. And God will give us another pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You find with my leaders, they make the spiritual climate of a church.
Joshua
was a good follower of Moses. And the prophet says a good follower makes a good leader.
Prophet anoti munhu anogona kuteerera nekutevera anogona kuva mutungamiriri kwaye.
Mutungamiriri munhu anogona kuteererawo ari kumutungamirira.
Your ability to listen to the one who is leading you allows you to be a good leader also.
Joshua anga ari muchurch ya Moses.
Joshua was also in Moses'
church.
Even when others were realizing all the tumult that was in the church. Everything that Moses met and the troubles, Joshua was there.
Amen. But Joshua ana kumbeda fanika sayanoona ma problems aionekwa nevamwe.
But Joshua did as if he is not even seeing the problem.
He was a good follower of Moses.
Angari muteveri wakanaka wa Moses.
Saka Moses pakaenda and Joshua was put in there.
So when Moses departed, Joshua was put munzvimbo ya Moses.
Praise the Lord. Saka nanhasi also criteria yekuti tiwane mufundisi panapa tinotsvaga a good follower.
So chimwe chiga kana tiri kutsvaga, if we're looking for a pastor here, tiri kutsvaga munhu anogona kuteerera.
Hatitsvage nhunza tunza dzevanhu.
We are not looking for mischievous people.
Hatitsvage vanhu vanopinda mune vanhu vachikampena nekuda kutaura kuti hey zvakashata zvakashata.
We are not looking for people that go amongst the people and campaigning saying this is bad, this is what, this is what. No, that's what we're looking for.
Ndosaka muprofita kana muri kutsvaga mufundisi tsvagai munhu ama asingazive zvinhu zvakawanda wanda.
The prophet says if you're looking for a pastor, look for a man who's not involved with too much politics.
Yeah. And also, quite a diplomat in the moon, you know,
don't look for a know-it-all who thinks everybody else knows nothing. Look for a man who can be led by the Lord.
Politician of a past.
Don't look for a politician for a pastor.
anokukwadzisai.
He's gonna hurt you.
Ane zvinangwa zvake.
He has his own agenda.
Ma quotations is atunazi asi hatanzwe.
Zvinokorwa izvi, we know them, but we fail to hear them.
But now I believe, takatarisa situation yatina mukereke munomu.
But I know, given the situation we have in this church,
amen, these things become relevant.
Zvinhu izvi, guys, zvasvika pazvine basa.
Amen. So Joshua wasn't part of the trouble causers in Moses' ministry.
Joshua anga asiri kuboka raikonzera nhamo munguva ya Moses.
Beware of trouble causers. Wangozwa chete chete an aspiring pastor achikonzeresa konzeresa. Ibva imatoziva kuti iyeye ndiye munhu wekusasarudza.
When you know somebody who's desiring to be a pastor, but he is always wreaking havoc, ibva imaziva, that's the man never to be chosen.
Ari muri kunzwa madzamu. Mwari ari kusarudza mambo wekutanga weIsrael, David.
God is choosing Israel's first king, David.
David was God's choice.
David akanguri kusarudza kwaMwari.
David, sa Josepha.
David, just like Joseph.
They were not looking for positions.
Vanga vasiri kutsvaka zvigaro.
Inzwa madzamu.
Let me tell you this.
Zvanga zvisiri mbori mupfungwa dza David kuti ndoda kuita number one day.
It never crossed David's mind one day that
David,
I want to be a king.
Wakangasingatombofungidzirwa kuti angaite mudikoni muchurch.
There was not even an imagination that David can even be a deacon in the church.
But that was God's choice.
Pandonga nguri kusarudza kwaMwari.
Kusvikira kunange muprofita akatokanganisika akati kandiye ikawi, ndiye ikawi, zvikanzi naMwari kwete.
The prophet actually got mistaken and he was like, this one must be the one, this one must be the one. And God said, no way. Not any of those.
Because Mwari asarudzise masarudzira anoita vanhu.
Because God does not choose like men.
Vanhu tinotarisa size.
We look at size. We look at shape. We look at a man's stature.
We look at a man's
salary. We look at a man's business.
Business acumen.
Your ability to run a business means nothing in the pulpit.
When God is looking for a leader, brother,
Mwari
anosarudza predestination.
Because
God
knows that in future David will have to fight.
So what's
the reason for your choice? What have you known which is in the man that you are choosing?
That's why you must pray, brother.
You
can see, brother. God's choice was David. But man's choice was
Saul.
Amen. And there's always a conflict between man's choice and God's choice. And like I said, God's choice does not campaign.
God does not go to people and say, I will give you a deacon, I will give you this post. Never.
We don't do it like that. We pray and then God moves on the people. And my story, I don't know Bible. You are arguing to tell our brother. No, we do not zero. We are church
these very stories we read in the Bible, they are giving us an example that the same must repeat in our
the
church.
The mysteries of the scriptures are repeating in our own day.
Zvakavanzika zviri mumagwaro zviri kudzokorodzwa.
Why we said you are a mystery?
Ndosaka tati iwe uri chakavanzika.
Rufu rwapasa urwo ruri kutiratidza zviri muvanhu.
The death of our pastor is beginning to show us what exactly is in people.
And ne hatred inobuda mu.
Ruvengo chairwo is going to be manifested.
Ama kanda uri kutsvaga zvinhu zvinotibetsera tese tese. Church yemunhu wese wese. Ko why fight?
If you really after helping this church, helping everyone, kurwa ndeko iko.
Handi kutsvaga brothers.
Listen, you're looking for a brother.
He's my brother, he's your brother also.
Yeah, mayako, yeah, mayangu.
Chinangwa chinofanira kunge chiri clean.
The purpose
and motivate
the moment
you see there is hatred, and now people are threatening one another, beating one another,
there is the devil.
It has nothing to do with worship.
It
has to do with your personal agenda or your pocket.
We are
here to say it and to share these issues.
We are not after
scaring anybody, but we share these
issues.
It must not hurt God's child who's genuinely coming to church. It must make you happy because it is straightening out our motives. It is going to hurt those that have crooked agendas.
But then we have no choice if it does that because this message don't people say.
But anyway, atina chimwana togona kuita nekuti uchamborwadziwa nekuti mari dzino ndo zvakatoita.
Ande tiende kuna 1 Samuel 23.
Go to 1 Samuel 23.
Toda kuverenga chine ma spiritual principles.
Tiverenge zvirevo zvepamweya.
1 Samuel 23.
1 Samuel 23.
Verse 6 to verse 9.
Brother,
there is a time yekuti choice yevanhu nechoice yaMwari zvakambohambidzana zvichikokorodzana nekukonflikta.
Pane nguva pekuti the choice of God and the choice of man were at loggerheads.
Ukaona chete side rasumudza hatred. If waziva takataura last time kuti Mwari ari kusumudza pa twins message muno.
If you and see that there is a word side which is raising up hatred, we once said it, that God is raising twins.
And then prophet, we must go back again to Abel and Cain. Message muno.
The prophet says, Cain Abel right here in this message. You will know Cain's group because of a lot of anger.
And Abel, anenge achida kuurawa chete every time.
Nguva dzose, they seek to kill Abel.
You must discern the spirit.
Njera mweya.
Wangunzwa kwari izvo kwadiri kutaurwa asi chinangwa chazvo ndezvipi.
Then you say, okay, what you are saying is true, but what is the motive of you saying it?
1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 6. It came to pass when Abiathar the son of Ahimelech fled to David to Keilah, that he came down with an ephod in his hand. And it was told Saul that David was come to Keilah, and Saul said, God has delivered him into my hand, for he is shut in by entering into a town that has gates and bars. And Saul called all the people together to war to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. And David knew that Saul secretly practiced mischief against him. Kuenderana kunganga practicing mischief secretly.
It's actually taking place right here in this message.
But David,
as David, he found comfort in his Lord. When we are at loggerheads in the church, the real church will only survive by prayer. The souls will end up going to consult witch doctors. We have experienced these things and we have seen them. We are actually talking about our own spiritual experiences. We have seen these spirits.
David, why is it that Saul also practiced mischief against him secretly? And he said to Abiathar the priest, bring hither the ephod. And what was the ephod? The thus says the Lord, the Spirit of God helping David.
Ephod, yanga iri zvanzi na Jehovah, mweya waMwari wakubatsira David. A war in the midst of the church.
Pastors.
Amongst the pastors.
Between
different groups.
Second Samuel chapter 3, verse 1.
2 Samuel 3, Dima 1.
Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David worked stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul worked weaker and weaker. Mwarando zvibvumidza sometimes kuti idzimba dzaana Sauro nemweya ana Sauro itombo tsatsarikawo muchechi. Mwarando zvibvumidza izvozvo.
You know, sometimes God allows it that even the household of Saul can also stagger and get into church.
Nokuda kwekuti Mwari ari kuita kuti vanhu vaite choice by spiritual discernment.
Nekuti Mwari ari kuda kuti musarudze muchinzvera mweya.
Unosarudza nezviri mauri.
You will choose according to that which is in you.
You know? Shamwari hadzisarudzwe nekungoti shamwari. Unosarudza somebody by spiritual identities.
Even your own friends, uchamasarudza maringe nekufanana newe pamweya.
Vanhu vanobatanidzwa nemweya iri mavari.
People are brought together because of the spirits that are similar that are in them.
Imiwanwe. Izvi ndoparidza kuchipinge ndinoziva zvatiri kutaura zvino ndinozviona every day ndinozvika ndizvo izvi.
I speak this because we experience this daily. It's our daily bread.
Amen. David never sought to kill Saul.
David hapana paakambotsvaka kuda kuuraya Sauro.
Kana uri muKristo brother, bisa hasha.
If you are
bisa nduru.
If you are a Christian,
pakunamata kwako bisa wickedness.
Remove guile. And when you are praying, amen, bisa weep.
Ndokuti Mwari akurwire fair fair.
That way God will amen fight for you clean.
Ukarwa hondo yako Mwari harwe.
If you fight your own battles, God is out of it.
David haana kumbouraya Sauro kunyange mikana yanga iripo yekuuraya Sauro.
David never killed Saul, although many opportunities were presented.
Akatomuona Sauro ari mutoilet brother akagara mubako, he would have killed him.
He actually saw Saul seated there in the cave, he would have aigona kumuuraya.
But David akati handiite izvozvo.
But David said no, I don't
do
it. Handi
uraya Mwari achafa ega.
I don't touch the Lord's anointed. You die on his own. Don't try to help God for that man to die. He will die on his own.
Young man kakauya kachitaura kuna David kutsvaga dzene zvikanzi ndini ndamuuraya Sauro kachinyepa.
And a certain young man came to David thinking that he will find favor and said, it's me who killed Saul. He was lying.
Zvikanzi David wamuuraya seiko iwe wamuona pamuzvikanzi ndakamboona ndikadai.
And then the young man said, I did this.
Kutsvaga dzene.
Trying to look good.
Bible rinoti Sauro wakaurayiwa nemunondo nemaFiristia.
The Bible says Saul was killed by a spear by the Philistines.
But kamkomana akakazviona ndobvakaziva kuti pane kurwisana pakati pa David na Sauro zvikanzerega ndiyota good boy kuna David.
This boy only saw, and because he knew there was fighting between David and Saul, and then he wanted to appear.
It got to my young boy to no fambisa mashoko chenjererai na
tsvoko. Who are moving around with words one corner to another, be wary of them.
To my young boy, to know ya kuzopesanisa vanhu.
These small boys who bring friction among people. Hatuna
nemushe tunongoda kutsvaga udzene uku kataura uku kataura.
They want to look good.
Una kamunhu kakadaro uraya ne munamato.
If you see such a person, kill them with prayer.
Amen. Vara WhatsApp yako kuti handichada ndakubloka uyo. Handidi kurisiva any more message.
Block that person from your WhatsApp.
Vara, bloka.
Block that person from your WhatsApp.
You survive, unonyatso survive chikristu chako zvakanaka.
And then you will live a good and peaceful Christian life.
Pano tikomana tikotuya kuti tinoda kuita zvene kuna David.
There are small boys that want to look good.
Ndamupedzesa.
Says, oh, no, I finished him off.
So, how were you not afraid? Wewe.
Watadakubatwa nekutya seiko killing the Lord's anointed.
I forgot that one deacon na David Nabanzi killed that boy.
He was thinking that he was going to be put into a deacon's position. Then David ordered him to be killed.
Nabanzi na David urayai munhu uyo.
Zvikanzi, no, kill that man.
We don't want him in the church.
Hatidi mhando yakadai muchurch.
This is the poison in the church.
Ndo chep yemuchurchi.
Chenjera kufambisa timashoko.
Be wary just of being a rumor monger.
And your business rako rokufambisa mashoko.
Your business now is to be a rumor monger in church.
Haikona kuve munhu anozvezwa kuti kana uchinge wabva pahama vanhu vanosara vachichema.
Don't be a person that after meeting brethren, the moment you depart, there will be weeping and wailing.
Amen. Be a spread of good tidings.
Imbovawo munhu anotakura mashoko akanaka.
Siya hama dzichiti ndakomborerwa nekuuya kwa sister kumba kwa
brother. Such that when you depart, they say when this brother and sister came to my house, I was blessed.
Praise the Lord. Hey, jeri musituation yekuti zvinhu zviri kudzokororoka pakati pedu.
We are in this situation and this is being repeated.
Hey, unofunga kuti chiko chiri kuitika nemashoko achi brother the scripture has being repeated.
Gwaro riri kutodzokorodzwa hama ipapa.
And you don't know.
We are uzivi.
Kuti mashoko ako you are just repeating what somebody else spoke.
Uri kungodzokorodza iwo zvauri kutaura hausi kuzviziva futi. Uri kungodzokorodza zvawanzwawo.
And we know brother.
Tuzi hama.
God chose David.
Mwari akasarudza Davida.
Amen. But the people chose Saul.
Hazivani vakasarudza Saul.
And we know kuti zvaSaul zvakangopera zvakadai.
And we know Saul's end.
And God raised up David.
Mwari ndokusumudza David.
Pakasvika time kuti David was now old.
It got to a point where David anga achembera.
He now needed a successor.
Aka akuda munhu andoranya nzvimbo chake.
And the first Kings.
If we can go to 1 Madzimambo.
Chapter 1. Ndati kudiko, it's lessons from the scripture.
Tulangotora zvidzidzo kubva mumagwaro.
First Kings chapter 1 verse 1. Now David, King David was old and stricken in years, and they covered him with clothes, but he gets no heat.
Zvino mambo Davida wakanga akwegura ava nemakore mazhinji vakamufukidza nemachira asi haana kuwana kudzirwa.
Toda kucharika toenda paverse 5. Then Adonijah the son of Haggith exalted himself saying, I will be king, and he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, why hast thou done so? And he also was a very godly man, a goodly man, handsome, that is handsome. You see, some people want to be, to choose handsomeness.
Vamwe vanhu varoda kusarudza, vachisarudza vakazorora panyaya yekuti akanaka.
And his mother bare him after Absalom. Now I want you to notice. Adonijah and Absalom, they were brothers.
Adonijah and Absalom, vanga vari mukoma nomununa.
Toda kuona zvavakaita varume vanofamba family sometimes.
Regaiti one what they did, but sometimes this follows families.
Zvanzi nebhaibheri Adonijah wakanga achifunga kuti baba vake vanomuda because baba vake havana kumbomuti demete kana kumutukirira kana kumbotaura zvakashara pamusoro pake.
Adonijah thought his father really loved him because not once had he been scolded or such a thing by his father.
Saka akafunga naturally I must be the next pastor.
Ndombva angofunga wakapanyama kuti aiwaka ndini kanda tova pastor anotevera.
Hazviitika saizvozvo.
It doesn't work like that.
Kuti ndini ndakafanira.
I'm the one, I'm worth it.
And he conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and with Abiathar, the priest, and they following Adonijah helped him. But Zadok, the priest, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan, the prophet, and Shimei, and Rei, and the mighty men which belonged to David were not with Adonijah.
Pane
rimwe group rainyatoziva kuti tavita tuma meeting tuma meeting tikwedu asi ningina ninge hatidedze.
There was this group that knew that we want to have those little mischievous meetings, but on those meetings we won't call so and so.
Yes. But Nathan the prophet and Benaiah and the mighty men and Solomon his brother he called not. For verse 10.
Nathan muprofita na Benaiah nemare na Solomon munin'ina wavo havana kuvadaidza.
Tuma meeting it got you.
Those little meetings.
People
know who to call. They know who to call. Do you hear this and get it loud and clear?
Ndoma spiritual lessons that you know dzidza munyaya dzakaita sedzine.
Ndozvire zvidzidzo zvepamweya that we're going to learn from issues like this.
Nevamwe vasinei kana kuti vanhu zvimwe zviro zvekusanamata mushe ndo vamunoona vakuita ma spokesmen.
People that have a troubled prayer life become the spokespeople. In moments like this. Then you wonder, he's not a deacon, he's not a trustee, he's not a minister.
He's not a trustee.
If you trace that person back to his worldly life, this message?
You know, anointed the rebellious in a man.
Inozodza kupandukira kuri mauri.
Nokuti by nature message it contradicts everyone.
Ndekuti se zvainotongori mharidzo inoyi inongopikisana nemunhu wese.
Saka dzimwe nhubu dzakapinda message ndokuita rebellious ndokufunga kuti Mwari ari kundizodza.
So some people that are mischievous got into this message, became rebellious, and it then looked like they were anointed.
Verse 11. Wherefore Nathan spake unto Bathsheba. Nathan was the prophet, the mother of Solomon, saying, Hast thou not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, doth reign? And David, our Lord, knoweth it not. David didn't pay you, brother, but
David was alive.
Adonijah. But
Adonijah, his young brother, was already reigning.
So now therefore, come, let me, I pray thee, give thee counsel, that thou mayest save thine own life and the life of your son Solomon. Look, save a time. Please read in your Bible.
Because
this is quite lengthy. I think I paid. Right. Chitterite the things which we don't my scriptures. These are my spiritual lessons.
We just want to learn this is right.
Tapoda. Tona mwayaripatiri nas. Mungaringati batsire.
So that we realize the spirits that are upon us. May God help us.
At this rally, a political leader.
We are not at a rally looking for a political leader. No ways.
You can go get thee in to King David and say to him, didst not thou, my lord, O king, swear to your handmaid, saying, assuredly, Solomon, your son, shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Why then doth Adonijah reign? Go, say, go Adonijah, wagudotonga. David wakalimbisa kuti Solomon ndiye anofanira kutonga.
But David promised that Solomon will reign in his stead.
Imi munofanga dai pastor chasa anga ari pano dai vakangoenda kurwizi kuri vongokuvara vo pedzisira va crippled zvekuti havatakwanisa kuita pastor. Munofanga kuti pastor chasa havaikwanisa kuti taurira kuti ndiye anofanira kuita pastor after him.
Do you think honestly that maybe if the pastor had gone fishing to a certain river, he comes back crippled and invalid, unable to continue with his duties as a pastor, do you think he was going to fail us to tell us who will be the next pastor? He was going to tell us.
But you find
but maybe after telling you who is the next pastor, people are going to tell him, no, we don't want that one. This is exactly what is happening.
Verse 13, go and get you into King David and say to him, didst not thou, my lord, O king, swear to saying that your son Solomon, okay, before. Behold, while you yet talk there with the king, I also will come in after you and confirm your words. And Bathsheba went into the king to the chamber, and the king was very old. And Abishag the Shunammite ministered to the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance to the king, and the king said, what wouldest thou? And she said to him, my lord, thou swearest by the Lord your God to your handmaid, saying, assuredly, Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. And now behold, Adonijah reigneth, and now my lord the king, thou knowest it not. And he has slain oxen and fat cattle and sheep in abundance, and has called all the sons of the king, and Abiathar the priest, and Joab the captain of the host. But Solomon your servant has he not called? And thou, my lord, O king, the eyes of all Israel are upon you, that you should tell them, who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him? Otherwise it shall come to pass when my lord the king shall sleep with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon shall be counted offenders. You are counted as offenders. And while she talked with the king, Nathan the prophet came also. And they told the king, saying, behold, Nathan the prophet, and when he was coming before the king, verse 23, he bowed himself before the king. And Nathan said, my lord, O king, verse 24, hast thou said Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon your throne? For he's gone down and all those things and all, and Abiathar the priest, and people are saying, God save King Adonijah. But me, even me, your servant, and Zadok the priest, Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and your servant Solomon, has he not called? Verse 26. He has not met that meeting, including all the stakeholders.
Aitam sangano, asivanu vese, vane chekuita ne saru zeruda kuitwa msangano, vamwe vacho vana kudaidzwa.
Andipo. Pastor, brother,
you know, the choice of a pastor, it has to be an all-encompassing decision involving everybody. It is not only for the Adonijahs. Be wary of Adonijahs.
People
are already saying, I'm the pastor after David.
But David was chosen by God.
But David
and the pastor should also know, according to his guidance and wisdom, appoint the next one.
Pastor will marry in Genesivo, Nekutungamiruwa kwake, Ndiyaruwa ngutawura notera.
You see, then verse 28, then King David answered and said, call me Bathsheba. And she came to the king's presence soon before him. And the king swore and said, as the Lord liveth, that has redeemed my soul out of all distress. Even as I swear to you by the Lord God of Israel, saying, surely, Solomon your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead. Even so will I certainly do this day.
People have hurried me, but I'm going to do it now.
Verse 32, King David said, call me Zadok the priest, and Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada. And they came before the king. The king also said to them, take you servants of your Lord, and cause Solomon my son to ride upon my own mule, bring him down to Gihon. And let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him while we are king over Israel, and blow ye with the trumpet and say, God save King Solomon. Then you shall come up after him, that he may come and sit upon my throne. For he shall be king in my stead, and I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah. And Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, answered the king and said, Amen. The Lord God of my Lord, the king, says so. As the Lord has been with my Lord, the king, even so be with Solomon. As I was with Moses, so God must be with the next pastor.
Amen.
And make his throne greater than the throne of my Lord, King David. So Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada and the Cherethites and the Pelethites went down and caused Solomon to ride upon King David's mule and brought him to Gihon. Amen. Right. Let us skip here there again and say, and they Zadok anointed him, verse 39, and all the people came after him and the people piped with the pipes. Now there's two kings now.
Ordained one at David. A self-imposed king and another one who's been ordained by David.
Verse 41 says, and Adonijah and all the guests that were with him heard it as they had made an end of eating. And when Joab heard the sound of the trumpet, he said, wherefore is this noise of the city being in an uproar? And while he yet spake, behold, Jonathan the son of Abiathar the priest came, and Adonijah said to him, come in. What is it? You are valiant men. You bring good tidings. And Jonathan answered and said to Adonijah, verily, our Lord King David has made Solomon king. So David, why is that Solomon mambo?
You know, we're just eating, but we are eating for nothing because David has already made Solomon the king.
Oh, brother. Verse 49 says, and all the guests that were with Adonijah were afraid. They rose up and they went every man his way to his home.
Huh? And people realize, we are in the wrong feast. There is no God here.
Don't be caught in that feast.
Men and brethren, Musa atkwa.
Musa tende kundodya nyama dzana Adonijah.
Don't go into Adonijah's feast.
Varibana Adonijah bana.
They are there. Adonijah's here.
But brother, mirira kunzwa kuti David ari kuside kupi.
But wait and hear which side David is on.
Choice yako iyoyo ndo choice ichakuratidza kuti uri kupinda murapture here kana kuti kwete.
Which you are going to make, it's going to give you a reflection whether you are going into the rapture or not. Because you are going to choose a side depending on the spirit that's in you. Just the way you chose this message church, leaving other message churches.
So now, we are forced to make a choice within a choice.
Now, wakunzi, zvawakaita sarudzo iyoyo hongu, but itafuti imwe sarudzo wamusarudzo inoyi.
No kuti pakuita ma divisions within divisions.
Nekuti pane kupatsanuka, kubva mukati mekupatsanuka kwekutanga.
Chakambokuita kuti ubude musangano, chakufanira kukubatsira futi iye zvino.
That which made you leave the denominations must help you now.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These
things keep unraveling. They keep going on in this message.
Joab was a good general beside David one time.
You realize that Joab angari mambo we hondo akanaka kuna David
vana aitopero vangari makansela a David
vana aitopero vachi vari varairi va David
pani kwe side kumwe nguva yekuti zvakazochinja
but by and by things changed
vana Joab vakapandukira David vana aitopero vakapandukira David
rose against David and Maitop rose against David.
Oh my God. And it's repeating again. Brother, younger, a good brother. It's a supporter.
This brother,
even younger,
a noble man.
My junction are good change.
Junctions are changing.
I hit up one time beside what David, he was anointed.
I hit up what David, akakazozwa.
But wakapandukira David and wisdom yake ndobvayaita upenzi.
But he rose against David and his wisdom uchenjeri huya ndokuvanduka and became foolishness.
Amen. Brethren, these things are taking place.
Zviri kutoitika izvi ama.
Tinzwanana. Yeah. Mukaenda kuna hatina time yedu kuti tiverenge zvese zvese.
You know we don't have time to read everything.
Then Adonijah verse 50 feared because of Solomon and arose and went and caught hold on the horns of the altar. Wabva aenda ku horns of the altar ndo yakanga iri plea of guilty in the Old Testament. Why mhanya ku altar onobata nzanga dze altar onoti all right.
Akabva mhanya ndokunobata and got a hold of the horns of the altar. Kwanga kuri kupa huchapupu wekuti aiwa ndine mhosva.
Solomon of Atauruka, Zuganza, Donicha, Wabata Nyanga, the old Zuganza, Canary, where the man, he will not die. As if he's wicked, he will die.
Solomon Dogutua, that Adonija is holding on to the horns of the old, that I was nay, Canarumunagaruran, Afi, Jagadaru, Canarumunagaib, Aruzofachet.
Brethren, don't die in your wickedness. Let these scriptures show you, hey, mweya, you know, kwanza kuuya mauri usingazekana saPeter. Wakataurwa naJesu zvikanzi iwe devoro, ibva kwandiri. Peter akatendeuka, hazvityise kupindwa naDevoro, wotendeuka.
It is not anything which is new that the devil can get into you. Even the devil got into Peter, and Christ told Peter, get thee away, devil, and Peter repented.
We
have many people here. Demons get into them. Demons are cast out. Demons get into them. And demons are cast out unknowingly.
If
you discover that the devil has got into you, don't protect that devil. Just repent.
No, this is how I was all
20 years in this message.
Humility panguva ino, kwete pride.
We need vanhu vane kuzvininipisa panguva iyi, not vanhu vanozvikudza.
All right. Chinzwai mona. And I will First Kings chapter 2.
1 Madzimambo 2.
Adonijah waregererwa.
Adonijah had been pardoned.
And mona. But then, you know,
if you are unto death,
oh my. Chapter 2, verse 1. Now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he charged Solomon, saying, I go the way of all the way of the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show yourself a man. Keep the charge of the Lord, and so forth. Okay? All right. And so. Mambo David now tells Solomon, Ungwaru, Nufandra Kuitwan, Zimashin, Nevamuvan, Vai Ziva, Achirum Penu, I net some church.
Now King David tells Solomon, certain people, trouble causers in church, people that he knew in church.
Vana pastor, Vana Penu, Anonetta.
The pastor, when he was alive, he actually knew that this person is a problem. But anyway, he was able to contain those people. Kuvarira variva.
It's the trouble, manje. That's a simple pastor.
So now dambudziko comes when the pastor is not there.
Mumba muna anga chingo contain wauzo. Ake antanga utaro. Andi muno. Dinda andi chinzena pastor kaini. Pastor vai ndudzai.
But you know, somebody ka anga akangochengetwa wachiregererwa zvake asi vachimuziva anozoya kwauri kuti
pasta havachisipo.
Now that the pastor is not there,
anobudzwa madzangu. Be very spiritual this morning. Ndinotaura
Ivan vemweya.
Yeah. And David slept with his fathers.
David akarava nemadzibaba ake.
Adonijah wasumuka zvakare.
Now Adonijah rises up.
On verse 18. And Adonijah, the son of Haggith, came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, and she said, "Comest thou peaceably?" And he said, "Peaceably." He said, "Moreover, I have somewhat to say to you." And she said, "Say on." So as he said, "Thou knowest that the kingdom was supposed to be mine, and that all Israel had set their faces on me that I should reign. How be it the kingdom is turned about and is become my brother's, for it was his from the Lord."
You know, these things were really like mine, but well, you know, things happened and in the end, the kingdom ended up with him. The little girl maid that had been charged to take care of the king, Abishag, Adonijah wanted that one now. The little girl, the tights and everything else.
Things that
can be liked.
Privileges. So.
And certain privileges. You know, they were meant to be mine. Okay, at least let me get Abishag.
Then the mother went
to Solomon and said, "Your brother Adonijah is just asking for this." And then Solomon said, "Mom, if you want to give it to him, just take the kingdom as well and give it to him." Verse 22.
And King Solomon answered and said to his mother, "Why dost thou ask Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also. For he is my elder brother, even for him and for Abiathar the priest and for Joab the son of Zeruiah." And brother, Adonijah.
This is how then in the end Adonijah was killed.
Abiathar wakambenga ari friend ya David, ndopa akabviswa humambo. You know there was now a junction change.
Abiathar, who once was David's friend, this is when he was switched sides. Because we had come to a different junction. You were a deacon under David, but maybe under Solomon, it just won't work.
It's a junction change.
Kusanduka, kwepamharadzan.
Abiathar wakabviswa from priesthood.
Abiathar was removed from
kuvam priesthood. Uganda pa verse 28, unoona kunyange Joab akabviswa from being captain of the Lord's host.
On verse 28, Joab akabviswa kubva pakutungamirira hondo.
Poita imwe shasha yakanga yakamirira chaizvo kusaidi kwa Sauro yainzi Shimei yekusipira David iya.
And then a certain man called Shimei, the one that spat on David's face.
Wakaregererwa na David.
He was pardoned by David.
But bauya Solomon.
But when Solomon came,
wakanzi na mambo David changerera Shimei.
Solomon had been pre-warned by King David that be wary of Shimei.
Andi mukona. Amen. Mambo Solomon ndobva angodedza Shimei zvikanzi iwe Samaria yangu. Gara mu Jerusalem usabudemo.
King Solomon called Shimei and said, "Look here, my friend, you abide in Jerusalem. Please do not leave
Jerusalem."
The day I hear you left Jerusalem, you are going to die. What was the basis of this threat? It was because of what he had done to the father. Then Shimei was like, only that, living in Jerusalem, I can do that.
3 years, wakagara Jerusalem.
3 years, he dwelt in Jerusalem and never left.
But after 3 years,
as soon as he came back to
Shasha,
he forgot.
And then
a certain servant got lost, followed his asses out of Jerusalem. And then Shimei followed the lost servant.
Amen. this spot. Pari dzimwe shasha dzine dzakachenjerera kunyatsoona zvii zviri kuitika ndobva dzanotaurira Solomon.
You know, there are certain people that will be careful watching. And then the moment Shimei left Jerusalem following his servant, that man went to David and said, Shimei has left Jerusalem. There are men like that right here in this church that are not there. He is. He has left Jerusalem.
I heard
you left Jerusalem. So I know, you know,
that's how you got killed. Amen.
We're looking at David's successors.
Adonijah. Brother Absalom.
A brother to Absalom.
Absalom. Watch here.
Absalom.
Then the second Samuel.
If we go to Second Samuel.
Chapter 15.
Second Samuel 15.
Undururani wa akamboita.
The mischief that he once did.
And the Second Samuel chapter 15 verse 1 came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate, and it was so that when any man that had the controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called to him and said, of what city art thou? And he said, thy servant is one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said to him, see, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee. Because hey, mambo varikunonoka kundiita assistant pastor wazwa.
Then he says, no, the king is taking time to make me an assistant pastor.
And yet, pane nyaya mhani dzekuti ndaizodzitonga zvakanaka vanhu. Votai munditiswe pastor man pachurch pano.
You know, I was going to address some of these issues quite clearly, you know, just vote you guys and make me the pastor.
Verse 4, Absalom said, oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which has any suitable cause might come to me, and I would do him justice. And it was so that when any man came near to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand, took him, and kissed him. Hey, brother, kuita rudo rwakanyanya kupfuura runoitwa na pastor.
You know, he had more love than the pastor, this guy.
You know,
if somebody would come to kneel before him, he would go there and pick him up and say, no, don't even kneel, let me lift you up, you are a good brother. If you realize you are now being loved more than God loves you,
if you are being flattered, and many times people now go in their simplicity.
You are just being loved so that you can support a certain man. Asivano vano famba mukushaiwa uchenjeri kwavo.
These tricks,
this spirit didn't die.
That's why you end up hearing so
many things.
You need spiritual discernment. When I'm very nice, all of a sudden becomes extraordinarily nice.
Somebody who never was nice, nengo aisipu anyato tseteka akuda munhu wese.
And verse 6 says, it was on this manner did Absalom to all Israel, on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel.
He made sure that everybody who's coming to the king is treated nice. No. Everything is okay, brother. Everything is fine. Just vote me. Then I'll just be the pastor. I'll just sort out everything.
You know,
brother.
The campaign is sweet talk.
Don't let go campaign.
A political gimmick.
Mano is a politics.
After 4 years, chet. Then rebellion, Absalom, took place.
This happened when the king was very alive.
Verse 11, with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, and they went in their simplicity. And they knew not anything. In other words, zimwe shasha ne zimwe brothers dzinongokumbuka dzisingazive kuti ko tiri kumboenda kupi.
You know, certain brothers and certain men, they are just gathered unknowingly, just going wherever the tide is going.
Vanozongonzwa vaikoko kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvakungotaurwa zvinonzi zviri kutaurwa X so X X X brother X negirikin ha, you know, X.
You know, those that really know what's happening, it's very few people. And but when those simple people go, they'll just hear others speaking in manners they
verse
only can understand.
And Absalom, verse 12, sent for Ahithophel the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifice. And the conspiracy was strong. You know, the conspiracy. For the people increased continuously with Absalom. You know,
there are certain people you say I have known that they hated David when David was alive, but when David dies, you will see it. They never loved David, these ones.
Then people
wondered that even Ahithophel is rising against David. That was, yeah.
Those things, we are seeing them and hearing them. What is it?
It's
spirit, brethren.
Repeating. That's why the Bible says there is nothing new under the sun. Those people that did it during the days of Israel, true, they died, but the spirits just transferred from that time to now and entered into Eastly Tabernacle at a time of choosing the past.
You don't know what's happening.
You
it's spirit.
Yeah.
It's conspiracy.
Kurangana.
Praise the Lord.
Brethren, let us pray that the will of the Lord might prevail.
Don't start a conspiracy.
Usatanga kurangana.
Amen. Kana uchida tabernacle ino, help pray.
If you really love this tabernacle, chaunga itaiwe batira nomunamato wako.
Don't start a conspiracy.
Haikona kutanga kamuka kurangana kako wega.
Who should do this church any good, or who, or the future? We don't know.
There is nobody who really knows. If you say you
know, many times you are just, you know, speaking out of your own ambition. And there came a messenger, verse 13, to David, saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom. And David fled the city.
Amen.
Amen. And we know the end of Absalom.
David,
David
says, no, please don't kill my son.
Yet,
but he was a rebellious son.
But you can see the love on that side, Rana
David.
That's when
we realize and learn which spirit is pushing you.
Amen. David, why do you tell Job? Musa urai mwana wangu, please. But Rana Job, what? But without animanja urai.
And
David
would
problem.
Say,
no, we must kill God.
Don't kill my son, please. But Job will say, no. So who should we kill? Because he is the one who caused the trouble.
Absalom,
Ariba
Dongira ke, Hanzwanga in Mafuzaga Reba, Dogba, Dongira Pinda Nepanemaz, Mazimitia Gadaida Nemaz Rutu, Dogba, Fuzraga Batira, Mumba branches, Dogba Dongira and Danavas, Asiwaga and Bera Manji Absalom.
Until Absalom, you know, he had long hair and he was riding on his ass, and then the S came onto a narrow canal and his hair caught onto branches, the ass rode away and left Absalom hanging from a tree.
Mumam soja, wekwa Joab, ndova amuona. Waku mandaku taura Joab, zika tisama ndaona Absalom. Aka rembira pa mtaba, uya umu.
And there's another soldier from Joab side said, I saw Absalom hanging from a tree, come see.
What did you compare to
that? Then Joab said, why did you finish the guy off?
Wakanzu kwa zaka tauru wana baba hacho pa msoja.
Then he says, I know it's bad, you heard what the father said.
And there's
no way I can kill him.
David,
then he says, if I kill him, David will hear it. And you know David, he even killed people that killed his own enemy. That Christianity, brethren. That's the spirit the prophet had. He did not kill his enemy. That's why the angel of the Lord would visit him.
Abraham akuti aone Melchizedek.
For Abraham to see Melchizedek.
Wakapopotezana na Lot.
He quarreled with Lot.
Vafudzi vachipopotezana
nenyaya. You know the shepherd boys were fighting and quarreling.
Wazoparidza kudzivara sei kwangu.
You went to Christian, this is my area. You went to wherever, that's my area.
Brother. Brother, mukanzwa kuti zviri kupopotedzana nevanhu message muno. Unoshaya kuti tichiri message here kana tiri kupiko naive dwe.
If you hear the sources of arguments amongst the message brethren, you wonder, is this still the same old message?
Abraham na Lot vakatukana, ndobva vapatsanurana.
Abraham and Lot quarreled. Abraham went one way, Lot went the other way.
Lot ndokuzonotorwa nevavengi vake ndobva apambwa.
And Lot was captured by his enemies.
Then I message, you know, Abraham.
Abraham would have said, that's my vindication. I told you.
Sermon.
It was going to be a sermon.
Series, there
was going to be a series. Yakutuka tamba na Abraham unopambwa.
But you know what Abraham did?
Atumaziya zvakaita Abraham.
He went for the deliverance of his brother Lot.
Akatoenda kunodzikinura hama yake Lot.
Kwakudonodzikinura Lot.
To go and deliver Lot.
No, brother, we are in message.
Tokai hama. When Abraham was coming from delivering Lot, then he met Melchizedek. If you want to meet Melchizedek,
never mind what the Lord is saying in your life.
Hazvine kuti Lord ari kutima upenyu hwako.
Don't shumira your brother Branham.
That's the ministry of the prophet.
You kept stone coming upon us.
Ndodo mbona pamusoro richiuya mupenyu hwedu.
Ukaona chete munhu ane language yekura hama ivhoziva kuti munhu afanira kuchuzwa pastor wechechi ino.
If you see somebody with a language of I kill, that person must not be chosen as a pastor.
So that means these are my lessons in Bible. Kana muchida kuona mufundisi anokuita zvakanaka, ndiye munhu asingataure zvakashata pamusoro pevanhu.
If you want to know a pastor that will do you good, it's that man who does not say evil against other people. You know, men like us who easily boil over with anger, don't choose us. Please don't even tempt us.
But this is not the only one, man.
Sadly, when we are like that, people love us. You know, that's how people choose. People love people that easily get angry. That's our man, he's our champion.
That's not a message preacher.
That man must preach in the denominations.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're
not scorching anyone, we're just talking about Bible lessons.
Those who need a message is.
If you want to come to this message, This is how we behave in the message. We don't want to hear people who move around, beat other people, scold other people, and things like that. Just block the person from your WhatsApp.
Yeah. Boil over, man. Ah, now we feel good now. So Joab,
Joab then says, "No ways, let me finish you or more off." The Bible says he sent through 5 arrows into the heart of Absalom when he was alive. Then he blew the trumpet. That no, the war is over, we're done
here.
And David was asking, what happened during the war?
You've got to be careful with David. Good news is not going to be that bad.
What do you think is good news to David can easily turn out to be bad news. People were being asked, how was it at the war? Then they'll be like, no, you will hear from others. We know that the rebellion is over. That's what we know. That's all we know.
Absalom, how is Absalom?
And then David says, well, Absalom, what did he say? He said, Ameno.
I don't know.
I didn't hear.
You must
actually tremble and fear saying bad things about a brother.
You are a bad man.
If you think that because a certain brother is bad, or you deem him bad and you think that will lift you up onto a higher place, you're a bad man.
You see?
You know, just like some people here in this message who move around and say, our pastor is a bad man, telling people in the denominations. Do you think that those people, when you have told them your pastor is bad, they will then think that you are a good church?
You see? What do you mean? You know,
you think that you will be deemed better or good because you have demonized a certain person. It is not going to work like that.
We are shooting ourselves in the foot many times.
You
speak evil of your brother, you're speaking against yourself.
All you are saying is, all of us in the message are bad people.
It's myopic speaking.
Kakufunga ka kasina hungwaru nekufara kakufungira paduze.
Yeah. Okay. And the 2 Kings chapter 11.
Go to 2 Kings 11.
We'll
finish just now. I won't take long.
2 Kings chapter 11. And you know what the story is? Pana wame sister wakafunga uderegerandi tonge manji. Church ye Israel.
A certain sister then decided, no, I want to rule over Israel and rule over this church. It was a time when there was no king and everybody did whatever they wanted.
This was a time ye kufa kwa mwe Mambo Anonzi Ahazia, Mai Vakeva in the Atalia, 2 Kings chapter 11.
This was a time when a certain king, Ahazia, had died and his mother Atalia.
And Atalia Wakauraya, all the possible brothers, my father with Amad Mambo, Dova Uraya Vese.
And then Atalia killed everyone who was a possible successor to Ahazia.
Dova Kongo Saraka Mukamanaka Machedeka in the Joash Kaka in 6 or 7 years.
Then only Joash remained, who was 6 or 7 years old. And then a certain priest called Jehoiada hid that Joash.
Amen. So Atalia was now ruling over Israel.
So Queen Atalia was ruling Achitonga Mamsorbe Israel.
And then we a brother. Ukango Tonga Chete Waura Mwemundu, Bongo Zibaudu Chafao Chet.
if you rule because you have killed somebody else, you should know you will die by the same way.
Amen. That's what Ataliah did.
Ndozva kaitwa naAtalia.
Ukaita ufundiswe kuti unoita waurai mwe munhu, ziva kuti ufundiswe wako uchangofawo nekuuraiwawo.
If you become pastor because you've killed somebody else, you should know that you're going to die the same way.
So in the 7th year, verse 4, Joaida wakazoburitsa kamwana kaaka Joash. Ndokubva azotaurira mbapurisita nevamwe vese zvikanzi, pane one mwana wamambo akasara asina kuuraiwa naAtalia.
Imugore vechinomwe Joaida akazoburitsa Joash uyauya akaudza vaprisita kuti ayo, there is a son of the king who's still here.
And Joaida and the vassals that Joash to be king.
Joaida then anointed Joash to kudave mambo.
Zvakangoita pamutambo wana Adonijah, ndo zvakaitika kuti pana.
Just like on the feast of Adonijah, this is exactly what happened here.
Atalia akazongonzwa chada kuti pana mambo Joash.
Then Atalia heard that there is King Joash.
Amen. Ndo vazozoona zvikanzi treason zvikanzi uraya mukadzi akaipa.
Then he had to vow kuti aiwa, ndakuda kutorerwa umambo, ndakuda kutorerwa umambo. Then it was ordered that no kill her.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want you to notice kuti mambo Joash wanga ari 7 years.
You should realize the King Joash was 7 years old.
But Joaida the priest ndiye akadombotonga akamirira kuti chi Joash akure.
Joaida president, he held fort until Joash was of age.
He held the position in trust.
Akachengeta umambo nechivimbo chekuti tichahupa kumuridzi wawo.
And there was a revival in Israel during that time.
Pakaita vhuzerere muIsrael panguva iyoyo.
Kusvikira mambo Joash azokura, then Joaida vapa umambo kuna Joash.
Until Joash was of age and then Joaida gave over the kingship.
This is repeated also muna Judges chapter 9.
Izvi zvakadzokorodzwa zvakare muna Vatongi 9.
Amen. Tine mamurume ainzi Gideon wanga ainewo vana vake about 70.
We see this man called Gideon, he had his children, maybe 70 of them.
And after his death,
sure gorufu rwake,
mumwe mwana wake anonzi Abimelech killed all the other sons.
His other son Abimelech ndokuuraya vamwe vese.
Except for one ainzi Jotham.
Ndokusiya mumwe chete ainzi Jotham.
Jotham wakatiza from being slaughtered.
Jotham ran away kubva pakuurawa.
Handiri murikuona brothers. I wanted to read the parable of Jotham. Judges chapter 9.
Judges 9.
And kwakuti Abimelech watonga who in the place of Gideon the father, then he gives this parable. Verse 8. It's very interesting. The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them. And they said to the olive tree, reign over us.
The trees were looking for a king.
Just like we are looking for a pastor here.
So I didn't go into our panel to check a pastor.
Then they approached the olive tree.
An olive, an olive tree.
But the olive tree said to them, should I leave my fatness whereby they know they honor God and men and go to be promoted over the trees?
Verse 10.
And the trees said to the fig tree, come thou reign over us. But the fig tree said to them, dosia here my sweetness and my good fruit and go to be promoted over the trees. Then said the trees to the vine, come thou and reign over us. And the vine said to them, should I leave my wine which cheereth God and men and go to be promoted over the trees? Being a pastor is the cheapest thing that they want to do.
Not people that are failures in life. those trees refused and say, no.
That's what they say.
We've our own occupations.
But we're busy, brother.
As vanhu vasina zvekuita.
Verse 14, Zvikanzi uya kutonge, zvikanzi mama nonoka kare. Manonoka.
Then the thorn tree said to them, where were you all this time? I was waiting for this.
Ande murikuona brother. Zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinoinspirewa nokuda kuti munhu haana chekuita.
You know, some things are inspired because the man is not productive in any other way.
Munhu akafaira form 4 kana form 6 ofunga kuti preaching is the easiest thing to do. Iwe, Mwari wakatora Elisha ari busy.
Somebody failed form 4 or maybe failed form 6 and he now thinks, no, I've got to be a preacher. But look at this. When Elijah was called, he was a busy man.
Mwari anotora vanhu vasiri kutozvida.
God takes those people that are trying to run away from it.
Amen. But it means one door not manonoka we need a pastor.
But the thought tree says, you are late, what are you waiting for? He has nothing. He has no good thing, no fruit.
Parable ya Jotam.
Don't find it to Jotam.
Kunyange my apostles, Papa Judas.
Even the apostles, when Judas had died,
and vakatsvaga kuita replace Judas, ndobva vaisa imwe good brother church inonzi Matthias.
Then they looked for a certain good brother who was called Matthias.
But the prophet not this akuti Mwari choice yake was Paul.
But the prophet teaches us that God's choice for replacement was Paul.
Saka even my apostle, tinogona kukanganisa kuisa vanhu vasivo
mchechi. Even the apostles, we can even make a mistake and put the wrong people.
Deacons sometimes, nema trustee, nema officers. They are our choice, my pet. But avana chavai nacho pamberi pamwari.
You know, even sometimes the people we choose as deacons, trustees, officers, they are people, our choices. People that we want, maybe
men,
with nothing.
Men, big men like they picked the Matthias and so to take Judas' place. We don't very hear very much about him. Because if you can go on a brother, you're not going to have some sort of a side and very humble and very nice.
If and we see a humble and meek brother, some of them look humble and meek, but they are trouble rousers. We now know these things.
Only God knows what is in a man.
Mwari chete ndiye anoziya zviri munhu.
We need discernment of spirit.
Pari kuda kunzverwa mweya.
And we must know kuti anofanira kuita ndiye achaita.
We should know that the right man for the job must take up the job.
Brother, don't ever try to help God.
Usaedza kana kubatsira Mwari.
Don't help try to influence my events.
Usaedza kupeshedzera kuti zvinhu zviite nepauri kuda iwe.
Mwari habatsirwe.
You can't help God.
Ukaona Mwari waunobatsira hasi Mwari.
If you realize the God you're worshipping needs your help, he's not a God.
God is not helped by you or me.
Mwari habatsirwi newe, habatsirwi neni.
Kana uchinyatsoda kuva nekutenda kwakakwana, vimba muna Mwari asingade kuherupwa newe.
If you want to have perfect faith, believe in a God that does not need your help. Don't try to hold things in place. What has to fall, let it fall.
Those guys who have got a gona, Arekayaku dona,
when the ark was about to fall, and the priests were trying to, those guys were trying to hold it, and they were killed. If something has to fall, let it fall.
Zamari, canosa kunatona mari, see as you don't,
if you want to see God, and it's his plan. If he allows it to fall, let it fall. Then you will see that God will not leave it to fall. God does not need your help. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need you. Before you were there, God was there.
Hallelujah. But to not cannot go that you tend to find out Mungari, can look at the Fandra who better and good fair.
We are afraid
God.
Because we don't believe. We believe that God is a little thing that needs to be helped. That is not God.
God interprets his own words.
Mwari unodudzira shoko rake ega.
I need a help kubva kwandiri.
Azvitombotoretere for me to help him in any way.
Hazina profita ukabatsira kachicken kuda kuti kabude muzanda unokauraya.
The prophet says if you help a chick to come out of its eggshell, you're going to kill it. Let it fight its own battles and come
Amen.
Out. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Vakaita scramble for priesthood munguva na Aaron vakafa.
Those that scrambled vakarwira upriesthood in Aaron's time, they died.
Ndopakazotunza tsimbo dzenyu.
Then they were told,
Holy of Holies.
Bring your staffs
Aaron's
and let's put them into the Holy of Holies.
Brother.
And Aaron's stick budded.
Whether you run away, whether you don't want, whether you are chosen by people or not.
If God wants you to do something, anoita kuti zviitike. Zvisina kuti watiza here, zvisina kuti wasarudzwa nevanhu here, kana kuti vanhu havana kukusarudza, zvinongoitika.
Amen. God does himself.
Mwari vanozviitira ivo pachavo.
Ndiye Mwari we third pool watiri kuda
yezvino. That's the God of the third pool we're looking for now.
Amen. Zvese zvekuda kuedza, kuda kumadikidza nekuda kubatsira Mwari. It's all antichrist and denominational.
Trying to manipulate the situation, trying to help God becomes antichrist and it doesn't help.
Separate me, Paul and Barnabas.
We are in a time where mweya wamwari can speak for himself and say, dipatanurei Paul na Barnabas. Do you honestly think God did not know when he took away Pastor Chesa? Do you think God needed you to help God?
God does not need you. God knows what he is doing. Don't try to interpret nothing. Praise the Lord. God speaks and then he takes time to come back and fulfill his word.
Time
temptation yedu isusu vanhu kuedza kuda kubetsera and interpret the scripture.
Is trying to help along. That was the cause for the fall for Adam and
God
Eve.
God was going to interpret himself how to bring forth a child.
Mwari angazozvinudzirira kuti Mwari ano mwana achauya sei.
But Mwari asati auya kuzotaurira Adam na Eva kuti zvinoitwa sei, akawana Adam na Eva vane mwana.
But before God came down to explain to Adam and Eve how they were supposed to have children, he came down and they had a child.
Then Mwari anoti ko mwana waniko.
Then God asked, whose child is this?
Wamwana kwani.
How on earth did you get him?
Ndisati ndauya kuzokudzidzisa zvazvinoitwa.
Before I came to teach you how it's done.
Praise the Lord. Let's learn these scriptural lessons.
Ngatidzidze zvidzidzo zviri magwaro
izvi. On the choice of a pastor.
Pamusoro pesarudzo yemufudzi.
Amen. Put away your hand from it. Don't manipulate things.
Usada kuiedza kugadzirisa zvinhu.
Kana kuroorwa chaiko, usaise kupusha kwako
manje. Even if you want to be married or you want to marry, don't push it.
Namata ngoni Mwari.
Just pray and leave and say, Lord, thou
know. Then chiregera the supernatural thing. Then you have faith, kuti that is God.
Zvikadaro you will be knowing fully.
Otherwise, you will not gather Mwari wako, onamata Mwari wako, mufurufa abatire Mwari.
Otherwise, you're going to create your own God and worship that God that you have created, a God that will not help you in death.
So let's learn these things.
God
bless you.
You can stand off it.